you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. And I'm your host, Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC, probably the only radio show to ever be subtitled. And while you're looking in your car at your radio for subtitles, or on your iPhone, or wherever you're listening, whatever device you're using to listen to this show, then you know that I actually mean that, ironically. So, to start the show, I kind of want to go off a note that I started on the last show, which is about walking. I talked about how I gave a little tip, actually, that when you're walking towards somebody on a street, if you watch their feet, you can tell which way they're going. But now, since it's raining quite a bit, now you can't really use that strategy. Now it's actually become even more strategic, because now you have to look for the puddles. You have to look to see where you can actually step, and you have to think about where the other person can also step in order to not bump into the other person, not to bump into the other person. So it's become much more strategic. But at the same time, I feel like when it's raining, it's still less likely that you'll bump into somebody. I don't know why. You think you would, because it's rainy more, your vision, you can't really see as well usually because you have a hood on or something, and the rain kind of gets misty sometimes. Or if you have glasses like me, then maybe they might fog up and even worsen your vision even more. But usually what does bump into each other is the umbrellas. That's usually what happens. It's the umbrellas that hit each other. But yeah, that's just a little note because of all the rain that's happening lately. But today's show is going to be more about talking about phrases that we usually use, and how maybe they're not true. Maybe we shouldn't believe them anymore, or maybe they don't hold the same context as they used to. Before I go into that, I just want to go on this random note, just a random little thing I wanted to mention. I noticed first in one of my classes, in a geography class, during the summer, I took a summer course in it. And it was very science-based. It was a lot of numbers and statistics and things like that. And I noticed that all the statistics were just perfectly rounded. I feel like all statistics are like that. Like, the world is made up of 70% of water. Or maybe it was 80% of water. And then the Ring of Fire has, I think it was 70% of active volcanoes, or 75%, something like that. But the percentages are always rounded. And it's weird. It's weird that they're always rounded. Like, you would think there would be one statistic that wasn't rounded. Maybe one was like 67.3%. I understand if you round up the 0.3 and it's left at 67, but at the same time, you don't really get those 67s. You don't really get those not-so-even numbers. And I wonder why. I guess this kind of sounds like a conspiracy, but not really. It's more of an insight, or at least that's how I have contextualized it. That is more of an insight. Because I'm wondering if, like, when you collect the data of, like, how much, like, say, how much water is in the world, like, how much of the world is made up of water, don't you think that it wouldn't be an even number? I mean, really, would it really be that evened out? Let's just say it's 70%. But I feel like it might be 80%. 80% of the world is made of water. Or not made of water, has water. Yeah. But I feel like it could be a conspiracy. you can think of it as a conspiracy, because you might think, oh, like the academics or somebody or whoever is making the statistics are rounding it, which means it's not a true number. Anyway, just a side note, really. But now I'm going to move on to the debunking myths. So, first I want to talk about don't talk to strangers. I'm sure all of us have heard this before from our parents or possibly a guest speaker at your school or your teachers or someone or another. I know I heard it. I think I heard it more from my elementary school teachers. Like, don't talk to strangers. Don't just go up to somebody and talk to them. But at the same time, they would tell us to talk to strangers, but they wouldn't say it implicitly. They would say it as, like, in class, you would say, oh, go talk to somebody, you know, make friends. But who do you make friends with? You make friends with strangers. So really, you should talk to strangers. I mean, your classmates probably aren't thought to be strangers because you go to the same school, which means you have something in common, so you're not strangers. But at the same time, don't we have something in common with everybody? I mean, like in your neighborhood, you live in the same neighborhood, you live in the same city, you live in the same country. That's a lot of commonalities. So are they really strangers? And the whole idea behind that phrase of the don't talking to strangers is to protect yourself, because you think that a stranger might hurt you in some way, or might hurt you in some way, maybe verbally, maybe even physically. But if we don't talk to strangers, then how else are we going to make relationships? Like today, we have Careers Day going on here at UBC. It's going to start, I think it starts at 11 and goes to 5. And it's, you know, it's a bunch of companies and nonprofit organizations and programs from different universities trying to recruit people or trying to tell the students, like, there are these opportunities. But they're all strangers to us. I mean, we may be familiar with a company like the Pepsi company, which is going to be here. I think they're here today. It might have been yesterday. But they were eventually going to be here today or tomorrow. But we were very familiar with the Pepsi company, with all of their drinks and also their foods. I think they are responsible for a lot of the chips that we eat, or the more popular ones, possibly. I'm not completely sure. But they're strangers, really. We don't really know we've never really met the people in charge. Some of us have searched, like, maybe who the CEO is or what the stock is. Like, I know the CEO of the company is a woman, actually, which is great, actually, that a woman has gotten that high up. But the point is that we should talk to strangers. We really should, because that is how we build relationships, by talking to strangers. By me talking to the people here at CITR, strangers at first, I was able to get this show. They're strangers, but we make our best connections with strangers. That's how it works. You have to talk to strangers. But I understand how that could, you know, it was highly believed, how this phrase was highly believed in it, because it was a way to teach your children to protect themselves in some ways, and to maybe we can think of it as obvious strangers and less obvious strangers. Like an obvious stranger, which is kind of ones that kids would usually be informed about, is people you just kind of pass by on the street. Like, that would be an obvious stranger. Or maybe someone you see in a grocery store, maybe that would be an obvious stranger. But someone who's your classmate or your teacher or your principal or your vice principal or your TA, teacher's assistant, or even a casual teacher, because they're teachers, because they're in a occupational job, which is to protect you, so it's okay. But even when you go to, like, a grocery store, even when you go there, sometimes you ask a stranger for help, and isn't that kind of a nice interaction when you're like, where's the milk? And someone just nearby just says, oh, you just go to just go up ahead and take a left, and it'll be right in front of you. And you say thank you, and you know, you made it like a little connection. You feel a little happier. Yeah, so you should talk to strangers. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us didn't meet like our partners. We didn't know our partners from the beginning. How else would you have found your partner if you didn't talk to strangers? Sure, you might have met them through a friend or some other way, but you probably met them and maybe at your job, maybe at school, maybe at some sort of event, some sort of outing or something like that. But even then, even when you're not directly, even like that's an obvious kind of stranger. But let's think about family connections. Those are usually thought as not strangers at all. But aren't they really? I guess you can make the argument that when you're born, you're attached to your mother because you were, you know, you came out of your mother. Literally, you literally come out of there. So I guess you could say that your mother is not a stranger. But when you're as a kid and you meet your family, they're strangers to you. You eventually come to like each other and be together. Yeah. So that is the first phrase. I'm calling them phrases because I feel like that's more appropriate. But I guess you could also call them quotes. But I'm going to give you guys a little break from me, and I'm going to play you, like, I'm sure some of you know that this show is instrumental music only. That's only music I like to play. So I'm going to play a song by, excuse my pronunciation. That should be part of the training for radio shows. Pronunciation. Because I feel horrible when I don't say a person's name right or the name of their song right. Because then I feel like I'm just misrepresenting them. And I really don't want to do that. So then I end up spelling it out. Okay. So this song is by Yoko Hirota. I believe that's how you say it. From the album Umbra Sept. I'm not sure. I'll spell it out for you guys so you guys will know. It's spelled SEPTENTRIONIS. Sometimes I feel like the radio is a spelling bee, and I do horrible every time. I never make it past the first round. So it's Umbra Septeronis, the Shadow of the North. And this first song is called Leaps of Faith.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at MediaMakingChange.org.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyeonese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm Nitu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, or otherwise known as CC, or hopefully it will eventually be known as CC. And what we were just listening to was Yoko Hirota piano. We heard the songs Leaps of Faith, Magpie, and Dance dot dot dot, and Gloti. I believe that's how you say it. I'm not completely sure. I've always been bad at pronunciation and spelling. I've always been bad at both. But now we will continue with my little phrase debunking, I guess you could call it that. So I talked about how we really shouldn't follow the phrase, don't talk to strangers. But now I want to talk about another one, which isn't really an official phrase, I guess. But it's called calm down. You know when people just tell you to calm down? Well, my brother said that to me once. I was watching, like, I really like Louis C.K. He's a comedian. And his new special came out on Netflix, his new comedy special called 2017. And I was watching it with him because I want him to know about comedy, because I love it so much. I just love a lot of comedians, and I love watching their new specials and looking at their old material. I was watching it with them, and I was just laughing really, really hard because it was just so funny. And he told me to calm down, and then I told him that no, I shouldn't calm down. I'm enjoying this. I'm laughing. Louis C.K. is making me laugh really hard. Why should I calm down? I'm happy in this moment. Why are you telling me to calm down? I guess he thought it was because I was laughing too much. But don't you want to get to the point where you're laughing so hard that your stomach starts to hurt and you start crying maybe a little bit? Don't you want to get to that point? Don't you want to be that happy? Doesn't everybody want other people to be happy? I guess in right now, maybe not. If you think about politics and geopolitics and that whole realm. But in terms of little happiness, like watching comedy brings me happiness. It brings me joy just watching it because it's so funny to me. It's so interesting. And I guess it's kind of like an inspiration for my show too, because I've watched comedy for so long, or stand-up comedy, not just comedy. I mean, if you want to watch a comedy, don't watch a comedy as in a movie. Watch a stand-up comedian. Because you watch a movie that's under the category of comedy because you want to laugh. But if you watch a comedian, you'll laugh more often than if you watched a movie under the category of comedy. But that's my opinion. And as I like to remind my audience, or even CITR's audience, is that my show is called Convictions and Contradictions for a reason. I hope you find my convictions and my contradictions really look out for them. I didn't find any this time around, but I'm sure that there is. I'm sure that I had a conviction and a contradiction in this show. And what this show is kind of about, or what I try to point out or have you guys understand or try to understand or look out for, is your own convictions and contradictions. But that is it for me. That is my show, Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. Just watch. One day I'm no longer going to say Convictions and Contradictions. I'm just going to say CC. Just wait for it. It'll come. But the next up show, is Rocket from Russia, which will air at 10 a.m. So until then, I'll leave you on this. No, I've been around your body upside down. I've been around your body upside down.